Time to look into the world of cycling, and we'll do that with Noel Sens, as per usual, from Sens Jewellers, Noel and Paul, down in the Hargraves Mall in Bendigo. Noel, good morning.
Good morning, Robbo. How are you today?
Terrific, mate. That was one hell of a Tour de France, wasn't it?
I've never seen a tour like that in all my life, although going back, Greg LeMond and Laurent Fignon had a massive battle, but this is the best tour ever.
Yeah. And particularly the fact that, I mean, you've obviously got a feel for Roglic. You've sort of looked as though he had it blown to bits. But this young, another Slovenian, but 21 or 22 years of age, in the time trial, he just absolutely bolted and killed them all.
Yeah. He finished, he turned 22 the day after the tour. He had his birthday, so it's a good birthday present.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, an amazing athlete. The two Slovenians dominated the tour for the last, 2 weeks, and everybody thought Primoz Roglic had the tour won. And he had a minute lead, and everyone thought that was enough. And the young guy decided, Tadej Pogacar, that he was going to light it up. And he put 2 minutes into him, and he won the tour by a minute. It was just fascinating, Robbo. Fascinating watching that happen.
No. And the other interesting thing is that Roglic's team, I think, would it be fair to say that they tactically blundered as well? Because no one sort of really rated the young fella, he was second, obviously, for most of the tour, so they knew he was good. But, he just sort of really came out of the clouds, and they perhaps underestimated him.
Yeah, possibly. They possibly thought that they had him covered. I don't think they underestimated him. They would have known he was a good rider. Like, Primoz Roglic rides with him all the time, so he knows how good he is. But sometimes having a friend tag along a little bit doesn't help the situation. Maybe they should have tried to attack him a bit more. I'm not sure, but the Jumbo-Visma team, the Dutch team, was magnificent. They had Tom Dumoulin, the Dutchman who's won the Tour of Italy before and a bloody good bike rider. Tony Martin, world time trial champion and the best young rider in the world, apart from Pogacar, this guy Wout van Aert. We've talked about Wout. So they were a magnificent team. And they just sat on the front the whole time and just, really choked that tour. And the unfortunate thing is for them that they quite often, when it came down to like six riders, I say there might have been four Jumbo-Visma riders, and then the other two left standing were Richie Porte and Tadej Pogacar. And, in hindsight, they would have attacked them more, wouldn't they? But I think, I don't know, I'm not a tour director. I guess they thought Richie Porte was going to crack, and I think they thought they had the youngster covered, but they didn't. He was amazing.
Yeah, well, Richie Porte, obviously, we've got to talk about him. Only the second Aussie to ever get on the podium. Of course, Cadell got a second and won it. But fantastic effort. He's like later in his career as well. His wife's had a baby. Like, he's got a lot going on. And it was a magnificent ride from him.
It was a good ride. And it was really, he really deserved that. Like, several times he's been a tour favourite and he's fallen. He actually fell a couple of years in a row in Stage 9, so, the press may have a thing, you can't get past Stage 9. They're quite cruel. And he's been good enough to win the tour. And I think in his mind, he just had enough of the pressure of being a team leader and everything, and he just sort of think, well, next year he's going to go to the Ineos team, which I think is a bad move, because he won't get the chance to win the tour again. He'll be a worker now, in my opinion. And he just probably thought, I'm never going to win the tour. And this year he came on form, no falls, no bike accidents. So he had a couple of punches, but he was magnificent. He was richly deserved. That third place was magnificent. It was really good. And it's good for Australian cycling too, Robbo, to know that we had two riders in there and we got on the podium with Richie Porte and we had Caleb won two stages. That we did really well as a nation.
My word, we did. Yep, for sure. I reckon him going to that that other team, Ineos, it could also be because he's in his 30s, isn't he? It might sort of be almost like, he's going to be a workhorse, but it's also the superannuation for the next sort of 4 or 5 years too.
Yeah, the swan song, I suppose, a bit of security now that he... And maybe he doesn't want to have the pressure of being a team leader. That can really weigh down on a person.
Yep.
That everybody has to, work for him. And if when they do fall off, or like even Roglic the other day, he would have been bitterly disappointed how much work his team did and he didn't win the tour, but you can't do anything about it.
No, exactly.
It's like when Tadej Pogacar came into the tour, he was only a co-leader at UAE Emirates with Fabio Aru, the Italian, who's a very good bike rider. And he had some problem that he had to pull out of the tour. They said it was mental issues, depression, or I don't know, whatever. And he pulled out of the tour and just gave up, and everyone was very disappointed, which put the youngster in the hot seat then, really pressure on him.
Yep.
But he didn't have a very strong team, you know.
Yeah.
So it was an amazing win.
Now, before you leave us to the other thing that obviously we must talk about is the Giro Rosa that Anna Meek van Gluten, the Dutch female who's just awesome, had it blown to bits, broke her arm, still wanted to keep, or still finished the stage, wanted to keep racing, even though the hand's on a strange angle. And now she still might front up in a couple of weeks for the World Championships.
Yes, Anna Meek van Gluten, you're nearly there, Robbo. You're one syllable off. You nearly got it.
Remarkable
Dutch girl who rides for the Australian team, Mitchelton Scott, the current world champion, and we talk about her every week. We must like this one. Anyway, she had the Giro Donna shot to pieces. She's in the pink jersey, and she had like a 5.5 minute lead. Falls off, breaks her wrist, gets back on the bike, and finishes the stage. And her wrist was on a very unnatural angle, and they forced her to go to hospital and get operated on. And, of course, she didn't win the tour, which she was disappointed in. And now in the press it says today how she's got a cast on and she's training again and she wants to ride the World Championships next week.
Wow.
So we'll see.
Unbelievable stuff. All right, Noel, listen, good to chat and a great and exciting week in cycling. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Robbo. Thanks for coming to visit us in at work too, Robbo. Much appreciated.
No problem. At least Paul was there to say good day. Yeah.
Sorry, mate.
Good job for some, yeah. All right, mate. Talk next week. Cheers, Noel.
Thanks, Robbo.